Our belief in the resurrection of Jesus Christ is based on the very words that he proclaimed before he suffered. He said to his disciples, "The Son of Man is to suffer and to die, but on the third day he will rise again." This is Jesus who is proclaiming that he will not remain in death. He will rise. And so it makes sense that truly Jesus is risen from the dead. But what does this resurrection taught us? What does this resurrection, or is this resurrection significant into our lives when we continue our journey in this valley of tears, when we encounter still a lot of trials, in fact, a lot of darkness that we encounter in our daily lives? How does this resurrection make sense? Truly, my dear brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us a new vision, a new perspective in the midst of darkness that we face. Saint Peter, in our first reading today, proclaimed Jesus Christ whom he denied. Remember, Peter denied Jesus Christ how many times? Three times. He denied Jesus Christ that he did not know him. But now that he encountered Jesus who rose from the dead, there was that new impetus, new vigor, new strength in Peter, which actually renewed his spirit when before he was so coward to acknowledge Jesus Christ before the Sanhedrin. But now Peter had this impetus, had this strength to proclaim that Jesus, who suffered and died, rose again by the power of God. So here, Peter had that new vision. Because of his encounter with Jesus Christ, it made him so brave and courageous that now he is not afraid to face persecution. He is not coward. His cowardice was gone because Jesus, who rose from the dead, gave him enough courage and strength. Dear brothers and sisters, yes, Jesus rose from the dead, but still, we will encounter trials. We will encounter sufferings. It does not mean that our sufferings has ended. Take note that with the resurrection of Jesus, our sufferings, our darkness has ended. We will still suffer. We will have trials. We will encounter darkness in our lives, but we have a new perspective in the midst of this darkness and trials that we encounter because Jesus rose from the dead and he emerged victorious. And if he emerged victorious at all the sufferings and pains, we too, as his body, will emerge victorious. St. Paul, in the second reading, gives us a good example of this new vision. He used the image of bread or dough. Isn't today a donut Sunday? I just recall this because he made mention about dough, no? Or bread. That according to St. Paul, a small amount of yeast is capable of puffing up or We call this bloating up this bread or dough. But what is this yeast? According to St. Paul, the yeast, the old yeast, is the one of corruption, malice, and wickedness. But with the resurrection of Jesus Christ, let us leave behind this old yeast of corruption, of malice, of wickedness. But rather, St. Paul challenges each one of us that with the resurrection of Jesus, we will become unleavened bread. Though thin, the unleavened bread is what we used, remember, in our Mass. It is a symbol of immortality. It cannot be destroyed or decay at once. It stays for a while. So the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth is what St. Paul challenges or encourages each one of us to live. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will become a new creation. We are renewed. So we put aside, we leave behind our own lives this yeast of corruption, evil, and wickedness. Does this make sense, my dear brothers and sisters? Why are you so silent? It seems that you are not convinced with what I have said. This is St. Paul actually preaching to you, not Father Noel. Huh? It is not my word. It is St. Paul that you kept on encouraging each one of us that with Christ's resurrection, a new life is unleashed to us. Now the gospel. We have the usual gospel every year. Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. We saw her perseverance and we saw her love for Jesus to anoint the body of Jesus because the resurrection is so alien to them, they could not understand it still. They are still living in darkness. It is a form of darkness. And you know what? Another form of darkness that enveloped Mary of Magdala when she visited the tomb is the thought that Jesus' body was stolen. So there was a guy who stole the body of Jesus. This is the pervading mentality and thought of Mary Magdalene, and even including Peter, because you know, resurrection could hardly be accepted, not like us today, when Father Bing and Father Noel said, oh, we believe in the resurrection. Yes, Father, hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's not a big deal for us to accept it, right? We don't find it difficult, isn't it? Do you agree? Otherwise, I won't continue my preaching. If you don't agree with me that to accept the resurrection of Jesus Christ today is not difficult, as in the days of Peter and the first disciples. No, it's darkness for them. But then, Mary Magdalene reported to Peter and said, oh, Jesus Christ is stolen. We do not know where they have put him. No? But then she was strengthened by the fact that really Jesus rose from the dead. The same is true with Peter, but not with John the evangelist. When John saw the empty tomb, what did John did? What did John do? He saw and he believed. There was this belief on the part of John the evangelist. My dear brothers and sisters, these three, or the Peter, Mary Magdalene, were engulfed in darkness. But then something mysterious is unfolding them. And what is that mysterious? The light. There is light in their darkness. And this light is brought by Jesus, who rose from the dead. The irony, the paradoxes of life will remain and will continue, my dear brothers and sisters. But with the resurrection of Jesus, a new vision, a new perspective, we are given a new perspective how to deal with all the darkness that we encounter, because Jesus truly is risen from the dead. Easter dawn is creeping even when there is still darkness.